Ever notice how certain people walk into a room and somehow everyone gravitates toward them? They're not necessarily the most attractive or successful person there, but they possess something that pulls others in, like gravity. What if I told you this quality isn't some mystical gift you're born with? It's a learnable skill backed by decades of research. The truth is, the people we call magnetic aren't fundamentally different from you. They've simply mastered specific techniques that transform ordinary interactions into genuine connections. In our age of digital isolation, where we scroll through hundreds of profiles but struggle to maintain real friendships, understanding these principles has become more critical than ever. We obsess over retirement accounts and career advancement, yet we neglect the one investment that determines whether we survive life's inevitable disasters, our relationships. This isn't motivational fluff, it's survival reality. Consider what happens when depression strikes so severely that opening mail becomes impossible, when basic decisions feel like scaling Everest. Your bank balance won't save you then. Your job title won't either. What saves you are the friends who step in when you can't function, the roommate who handles logistics, the partner who provides constant care, the network that catches you when you fall. This is friendship insurance, and unlike any policy you can purchase, it requires deposits of time, personality, and genuine care. The paradox? To receive help, you must first give it. Before friends rescued me from my darkest hours, I'd given them knowledge, laughter, and kindness. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt, the toxic FUD factor, manifests as awkwardness that repels people instantly. Real confidence stems from understanding how optimism literally changes outcomes. Insurance salespeople who scored high on optimism tests sold 37% more than pessimistic colleagues. Some companies hired optimists who failed standard exams. These people outperformed qualified pessimists by 10%. A cardiologist told a patient with slim survival odds he'd be fine after open heart surgery. Against all expectations, he survived and lived years longer. Your beliefs shape reality at a molecular level. The antidote to FUD? After mistakes, ask, what can I learn from this? What else can I learn? And what can I do differently next time? This transforms setbacks into data rather than identity wounds. For the 30 to 48% of adults struggling with shyness, the remedy isn't comfortable. Force yourself to talk to strangers in safe settings until it becomes natural. To attract better relationships, develop yourself across six dimensions: looks, money, prestige, intelligence, personality, and character. Character especially compounds over time, like interest in a savings account. People magnets make others feel special through specific techniques. Practice in your shoes communicating. Phrase everything from the other person's perspective. Instead of, I need this report, try, would you have time to help me with this? This transforms demands into collaborations. Give strangers an extra second of eye contact after conducting business. These eye messages communicate recognition of their humanity. When expressing gratitude, specify why you're thankful rather than offering generic thanks. The trifling touch, brief, appropriate physical contact, spreads warmth. Apply a longer, gentler touch when asking for attention rather than tapping someone's shoulder. Let your smile flood slowly across your face like sunrise, not flash on like a fluorescent bulb. Watch how babies smile at people they like. It's a genuine, just-for-you expression that melts even grumpy strangers. Listen to people's body language while they speak. Hearts often communicate more than words, revealing hidden feelings and authenticity. Men and women often communicate in different dialects. Men speaking to women should soften commands. Could you, instead of orders, use feeling words, add taglines, don't you think, and occasionally apologize? Women speaking to men should lower their voices, speak directly, avoid humble introductions, I'm sorry to bother you, and favor facts over feelings. Listening styles differ dramatically. Men listen silently, while women nod and make supportive noises. Women should minimize nodding with men, who perceive it as interruption. Men should nod and use supportive statements, uh-huh, I see, with women who interpret silence as rejection. Emotional processing differs too. When upset, men prefer processing privately and feel controlled when pressed to discuss feelings. Women should offer support once. I'm here if you'd like to talk. Men should recognize that women interpret silence as abandonment and occasionally share troubles to demonstrate trust. When a woman appears troubled, ask what's wrong. She expects you to notice. Understanding these differences transforms miscommunications into opportunities for deeper connection. That euphoric feeling of being in love comes from phenylethylamine, dopamine, and norepinephrine flooding your brain like natural amphetamines. You experience heightened energy, decreased appetite, increased heart rate, and laser focus on your beloved. This limerence typically lasts 1.5 to 3 years, just long enough to conceive and bear a child. As these chemicals decline, endorphins and oxytocin create deeper security and attachment. This transition from passionate to companionate love actually predicts greater relationship satisfaction, though some become love junkies, compulsively seeking new relationships to maintain that initial rush. Three paradoxical methods can maintain passionate love: facing constant adversity together, living with perpetual threat of loss, or remaining physically separated. But these carry significant costs. Studies on lasting relationships identify three critical factors: belief in marriage is meaningful, recognition of separation costs, and genuine respect for your partner. While passion provides an intoxicating foundation, enduring love requires commitment to patience, understanding, and willingness to grow together. Finding love requires active participation. Attend events aligned with your genuine interests, alone. Going solo makes you approachable and forces engagement. Courtship follows five stages: positioning, orientation, approach, conversation, and synchronization. Women initiate two-thirds of romantic encounters through subtle signals like smiles or brief glances. When someone approaches you, match their exact energy level, not more enthusiastic, desperate, and not less, disinterested. This includes voice volume, speaking pace, and body language. For men approaching women, establish eye contact with a respectful nod and smile for 2 to 3 seconds. Observe her body language. Turning toward you signals interest, crossed arms signal disinterest. Begin with neutral, open-ended questions. Women prefer voices that are warm, confident, and expressive with low timbre. Vocal variety and appropriate pausing increase attraction. Prepare graceful responses for rejection. He's a lucky man, or that's my great loss. Research shows people are attracted to those resembling themselves. Married couples share similarities from earlobe length to finger length ratios. Success comes from consistent exposure through shared interests and mastery of courtship signals. Magnetic people cultivate networks of trusted experts, your knights for life's challenges. Build a friend insurance policy spanning diverse professions: accountants, lawyers, veterinarians, mechanics. At social events, catalog potential contacts like spotting animals on safari. Maintain these relationships through occasional cards, emails, and thoughtful gestures, like paying insurance premiums to keep the policy active. Neighborhood connections prove equally valuable. Just as you deposit money before withdrawing from a bank, invest emotionally in neighbor relationships before asking favors. Stop to chat, host gatherings, and welcome newcomers. In a world mistaking digital connections for real relationships, remember, humans are wired for genuine connection. Your magnetic quality isn't about manipulation. It's about mastering small, consistent practices. Tell your partner about their beauty daily. Give them 1 minute of complete attention for every hour apart. Talk to 10 strangers when feeling shy. Hold hugs a second longer. These aren't just techniques, they're deposits in emotional bank accounts that determine whether you thrive or merely survive.